And joining us now as we talk a little bit about constructing oyster reefs at the Trinity Center, Alexia Weaver is with us. Good morning, Alexia. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing?
We're doing very well. This is another great effort to help restore some of these oyster reefs. Tell us what's going on.
Yeah, so we've been working at Trinity Center and with them since 2013 to help reduce erosion of their shoreline, while at the same time helping to restore oysters in salt marsh along that Bogue Sound shoreline with living shoreline.
And again, the we here is the North Carolina Coastal Federation.
Yes.
And you're working with NOAA and some others as well, too. So when is this taking place?
So this is taking place on November 7th and November 22nd. It'll be at 9 a.m. on November 7th and 10 a.m. on November 22nd.
Okay. And then what do people need to do to take part?
They just need to show up at the entrance to Trinity Center. We will have work gloves. We'll have all the supplies they need to work and build this living shoreline.
Now, Trinity Center is in Pine Knoll Shores, and is I guess it's technically Pine Knoll Shores. I'm not sure, but it's is sitting on the Sound, a beautiful spot, just actually an absolutely gorgeous piece of property. And so, right off of that, and just not too far from the North Carolina Aquarium either, is that you have great bottom there for building more oyster reefs.
Yes, yes. The area of Bogue Sound, both on the north side of Bogue Sound and the south side of Bogue Sound, are very amenable to these living shoreline techniques that help protect erosion and restore habitat as well.
Okay, what kind of techniques do you use then?
So living shorelines, they're basically structures that you put just offshore, about 30 feet from your shoreline, and they're made of either oyster shells, bags of oyster shells, or rock. And then the area landward of the living shorelines are planted with salt marsh grasses. Mm-hmm. And what this does is it helps reduce the wave energy that's coming from storms and boat wakes, and it helps protect the shore from erosion. It creates a lot of great habitat for fish and crabs and the oyster shells that eventually grow on the oyster reef, and the salt marsh plants help to protect the water quality of Bogue Sound and other waters.
Now, do you just put the oyster shells in to attract the spat there, or is it, or do you actually use the little tiny oysters too?
Yes, no, that's correct. We use recycled oyster shells, which are basically just the shells of oysters that have already been eaten, and we put them in bags. We order them by the truckload, and we put them in these mesh bags, and then the mesh bags are placed strategically in the water to help reduce that wave energy.
I know for years we've been dumping our oyster shells whenever we have oysters into some of these collection areas. They're still operating, right?
Yes, they are. On a smaller scale, unfortunately, because some of the funding was cut. But please, yes, whatever oyster shells anyone eats during these popular oyster roasts this time of year, we ask that they put them in those collection bins so that the Division of Marine Fisheries can recycle them, the Coastal Federation can recycle them, and put them into oyster reefs to make more oysters.
Now, I know folks that have, like, piles that they've had saved off, and, you know, because the old thing was they'd use it for marl, like in a driveway. So if you still have a pile of old shells, are they worth it, too?
Oh, yes, definitely, definitely. And actually, the older the better, because they've, you know, been out, and any diseases that may have been on the oysters or any type of bacteria, or, you know, the longer they sit out, the better they are to
put
in the water.
Oh, really? Okay. Oh, so basically they've been sun-cured.
Yes, yeah. Correct.
All right, well, that's pretty cool. So now if people need to find out more, where can they go and find out more about this?
So to find out more about Living Shorelines, they can visit livingshorelinesacademy.org, which is a national site, national resource for Living Shorelines. Especially, this is a great location for homeowners to visit and learn more about how they can implement and put in Living Shorelines right in their own backyards, businesses. And then they can also check our website, the Coastal Federation website, at nccoast.org.
Living Shorelines is a great stewardship of our resources because it involves what is a created process of cleaning up the water.
Yes, most definitely, and we get a lot of volunteers to help us, both students and adults, to help us. And while they're helping us to build these oyster reefs and living shorelines, they're learning about ways to protect our coast.
I know we've had a lot of kids from our church go.
Yes.
And that really is very helpful for them to see what good stewardship is about. So this is something that is a great program, again, through the North Carolina Coastal Federation. You can go to Living Shorelines. I lost that website. Where is it again?
LivingShorelinesAcademy.org.
LivingShorelinesAcademy.org, and find out more about that. And you can also call the Coastal Federation at 393-8185 if you want to find out more there, too. And now addressing the part is good. You're not going to come out in your flip-flops for this one.
Correct, correct. Please wear closed-toed shoes. We will be in the water putting out these oyster shells. Mm-hmm. So there are some possibility for, you know, getting a little bit cut. So definitely closed-toed shoes, even waders if you'd like to bring those as well, or some tall boots.
Right.
That would work well as well.
It's a little chilly, you know, 65 degrees in the sound.
Yes.
So you want to make note of that. All right. And that's a great effort on many people to behalf to put this back into the water and help that Living Shoreline program. Call 393-8185. You need to find out more. nccoast.org/events. You can find out about it there too from the North Carolina Coastal Federation. And we want to thank you, Lexi, for joining us this morning.
You're welcome. Thanks so much.
Lexi Weaver joining us here on Coastal Daybreak on the Talk Station, FM 107 at AM 1240.